The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
The Gemara in Yevamos, Safir Aleph Amar Aleph, says, Amar Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, Tzara Soita Asura, my time of Tumuk Sivva Karayis. It's Tzara Soita is like an Erva Lagabe Yivam, because Rashi explains, it says by the Arayis, Al Tatam of Halele, and we spent the whole parak discussing that Arayis there is no Yivam. And by Soita it also says Tumah. So therefore, Reb Yehuda Amar Rav concludes that Tzara Soita does not have Yivam, Osir. So the question is as follows. We know that it says Tumah numerous times in the Parsha of Soita. V'nitma, v'nitma, v'nitma. The Gemara in Soita Daf Chavches Amar Aleph darshins Echad Lebal, V'Echad Leboyel, V'Echad Letruma. So in fact, one is talking about the Baal himself, one is talking about the Boyel, who made her a Soita, and one is talking about Tumah Legabe Truma. However, there is no Pasuk Legabe the Yavam. So how does our Gemara stim with the Gemara in Soita? The Yerushalmi, however, uses the three psukim of Venitma, 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 Echad Lebal, Echad Leyavam. Akaponim, one of the Yerushalmi's Venitma is used Legabe the Yavam, and therefore, it's very good of Yehuda Marav that says Tzara Soita is also because Tumak Sivak Arai. But according to the Bavli, it's a little bit problematic because the Gemara in Soita Chavches doesn't seem to leave one of the Tumas stated in the Parsha of Soita and Nosai for Yivam, and therefore, how did Yehuda Marav say that there's Tumah with regard to Yivam? Many Achrayim suggest an obvious teretz based on the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer earlier in Soita on Vav Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, "In bimutel asura, ba'asul alei kol shekein," as we'll have throughout the sugya. If she is asur in her husband who's mutter, certainly shall be asur in her brother-in-law who is currently asur. So if that's the case, we're able to say that the issur tumah that applies to the Baal, even according to the Bavli, who doesn't have a specific isolated tumah for the Yavam, but the tumah of the Baal would apply to the Yavam as well, because in bimutel asura, and according to this, had there not been a Kal V'Chomer, we actually would not have known that Tzara Soita is also like we originally asked. If we go with that logic, then when the Gemara earlier in Soita, still on Hey Amid Beis, asks a question by itself, excited of it to Siyavim Yabumi, and Taisis right away asks over there, that what do you mean to Siyavim Yabumi? She's a Sofik Soita. So L'Chaya, according to what we're saying, we only know that a Soita is also Yivam after we have the Kal V'Chomer, which was only established later on the Vav Amar Aleph over there in Soita. But earlier on Hayyamid Beis, it's clear from the whole lineup of the Gemara, the setup of the Gemara, that we hadn't yet known the Kal V'Chomer, that the Mutil Asur Basil Ali Kol Shekein, to be able to transfer and expound on the Tumah Lebal to the Yavam as well. So therefore, the Gemara properly asked, if this Yavam Yavumi back on Hayyamid Beis. However, Taisa that does ask the question, that what did the Gemara ask that there should be Yivam over there, Aishas and Soita? Taisus apparently doesn't hold of what we're saying. Unless you'll say that there's a big difference between a Soita Vada and a Soita Sofik. As is before in many places, that they are fundamentally different. It's not just like a Sofik Soita is a Sofik whether she is a Vada Soita, like it's before in Taisus over here and other places, that the whole Yalfusa of Soita is that a Sofik is Kivada. But that's only a partial of Sofik Soita. A Vada Soita is a different thing. Perhaps that we needed the Kal V'Chomer was only for a Sofik Soita, but for a Vada Soita, we needed it. I'm sorry, for a Vada Soita, we didn't need it. L'maisa, the Karaner and the Chem de Shloima actually say similar to what we're saying to answer Taisus Kasha and Yavamis. So apparently they did not hold that that's the Pshat and Taisus. And also, it's not exactly explicit anyway, it's a little bit sosum. The Achiezer has a similar mahalach from La'achar v'lei l'yavam. That's how he learns that Tumah Soita applies to the Yavam in Siman Aleph, which is also basically aligned very similarly in the Cheshvan to what we just said. However, it still needs beer. Another question that still needs explanation is that if the only reason why this is Tzara Soita is Asura is because the Tumah of the Baal applies to the Yavam as well by virtue of the Kal V'Chomer, is the following very interesting question. Taisus earlier on the Tesa Mar'alaf Dira Maskul Ma says that according to Rebbe, that doesn't need a pasuk for Yivam, and he uses Aleha for Chatos, so then Pesach and Mila, even though they have Kurus, would actually not be Chayav Chatos. We all know, obviously, that Pesach and Mila is maybe Aleha Chatos, but if you go according to Rebbe that he doesn't need Aleha, and therefore he uses Aleha for Chatos, then only a Kurus that has Chatos, only if there's a Lav and Kurus, would you actually be Chayav Chatos. And hence, Mila and Pesach, that although they have Kurus, they don't have a Lav, they wouldn't be Chayav Chatos. So if I'm not mistaken, logic would dictate that the same thing should apply in our Gemara. That since we have an Isha over here, that although she has a Leo and Tumak Siva Karayis, but she doesn't have a Kurus, and she doesn't even have a Lav, she only has Ministra and whatnot, but she does not have a Lav or a Kurus, according to Taisa's logic over there, if you don't have Lav or Kurus, you shall not be Potter from Yivam. A better approach to all this would be to say that Tumak Arayis tells you that there's a Din Erva on the Saita. On the flip side, however, it says, because of La Sefer Krisis, and we therefore know that a Saita is a Bas Tvisis Kedushin, like the Gemara says, Beferish and Daf Memtes. So we basically have a contradiction. We have a conflict. On the one hand, we know that she's an Erva Gemara Lagabi even from Benitma, and on the other hand, we know that she's a Tavsi Kedushin. So we must say that she's a Tavsi Kedushin, Lagabi everything else. However, she still remains an Erva Lagabi Yibam. And if we say like that, then I think we can understand Taisis earlier on Daf Gimel. Taisis says over there in the first teretz of the Ramaska Lefi on Gimel Amud Beis that there's no din tzara saita leboil because we can't be machmer on the boil more than we're machmer on the baal. So everybody asks, the Karen Ari, I believe, and others, that what do you mean? It's not like a leniency in a baal that there's no din tzara saita, just practically speaking, there's no such thing as a tzara saita by the baal. So it's not like we're being machmer on the boil more than the baal. Perhaps they all have the power to ask their tzara saita. What does Taisis mean? However, obviously, the world famous Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger that every Tzara's Tzara is Pasha de la regular Tzara. Lamaisa, whatever the answer is, obviously there is a difference between a Tzara's Tzara and a Tzara, and that's why we need an Mepazik, etc. And therefore, the reason is because a Tzara becomes an Erva. So perhaps that a Tzara becomes a new din, Erva, to Pater a Tzara, is a separate din. And maybe even though we were in Mechadish over here, that Tumak Sivva Ka'arayis will Pater from Yivam, but who's to say that a Tzara's Saita gets all the din and that it will have its own power to make a Tzara's Tzara? That might be a separate din. If somehow we have arranged with all the sugya of Tumak Siva Ka'arayis that she became a full-fledged Erva with all the bells and whistles, then obviously a Tzara's Tzara by Saita should be like everywhere else. But if it's not the pshat that she's a Fartik Erva, that she's a complete Erva, it's just a separate din that Tumak Siva Ka'arayis, even though she's still a Bas Tvisis Kedushin, then obviously a Tzara's Tzara will not be a regular Tzara's Erva. Another interesting topic that comes up over here is in Amuk Yosef and Beis Amar Aleph in his Dafim, that he has a Shiloh, what's it in by Eches Kain Shenensa? We know that a regular case of Saita means if Isha was Mizana Tachas Bailo, and the halacha is that Ba'inis she's mutter. What about an Eishas Kayin who has a din that even Ba'inis she becomes a Saita? Would there be a din of Tumak Sibbaka Arayis in that case as well? So all the Acharinim, specifically the Mishnah Melech and Perek Vav from Yibim Mechalitza, and Rabbi Kivagin and Mishnayis, wonder that what do you mean? That's the Mefurish Gemara and Taita Daf Vav Amud Aleph, that if a Kayin is Nansa Ishtoi, basically she becomes a Saita, and he has a brother who's a Cholol, and the brother dies, there's Yibom. So you see that there's no din of Tumak Siva Ka'arayis by Eishas Kayin Shenensa, since there's no Kal V'chaymer, but Mutal Esav Osala Lekol Shekain, because the Cholol was never also by a Nansa. So how could the Mukiyasa be mistopping in something that's the Mefurish Gemara? And by the way, we obviously see from the Kal V'chaymer that they don't hold that the din of Tumak Ka'arayis is only from the Kal V'chaymer, because over there, the Gemara is going that there's no Kal V'chaymer. However, perhaps the din, that Tumah, that it says by Saita, Patis from Yibum, is not exerus a cause that anyone who has Tumah L'Bailo is an Erva L'Gabi Yibum, but rather that Erva comes from the Tumah. So perhaps logic says that the only time that you have the poor Erva of Yibum is if you are possible to have this Tumah. Whereas if the brother is a Cholol, so the Tumah that Aishas Kohen Shenanta has doesn't apply to him B'chol. And since the Erva only sprouted from the Tumah, if he doesn't have the Tumah, he wouldn't have the Erva either. This whole discussion, however, is contingent on what the main ingredient of an Erva is which patters from Yivam. For example, Taisus maintains that a Isha is not a Bas Tvisis Kedushin, that an Erva is not a Bas Tvisis Kedushin, which means that if one is Mekadosh an Erva, if one marries an Erva, the Kedushin is not Chal. That is only a proof that she is a woman who has the status of an erva. But not necessarily is the fact that the kedushin is not typhus what causes the ptur of yibam and the full-fledged din erva of yibam. It's only a raya, it's a proof, a simon. However, according to the Ramban on Daf Memhei, and he says so explicitly on Daf Chof as well in Yivamas, that the fact that the isha is not a bas tfisit kedushin is what creates the shame erva. That is the main ingredient of an erva to pata from yivam. So then it's very hard to understand what's going on over here, because lamaisa, even if tumak sivak arise, but lamaisa, we know that a soita in all scenarios is a bas tfisit kedushin, and since she's a bas tfisit kedushin, which means if you're mekadosh a soita, the kedushin is chal, as Rashi says on Daf Memtes, that had the kedushin not been chal, then the kedushin would definitely be poka pranto right when she becomes a soita. So it must be that she is a bas tfisit kedushin, and if that's the case, how could it be that a bas tfisit kedushin passes from yibum if the main p'tur of yibum by an erev always is the lav bas tfisit kedushin? Perhaps we can get out of this with a big chiddush. Taisis later on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph is mashma that theoretically speaking a shemeres yavam, which means an isha that's waiting to have yibum, she's kukul yibum, if she would go and be mezana with someone else, she would be also yavam like a soita, and if someone is and if you'd be ba'aleh, excuse me, the vlad would be a mamzer. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Tshuva Reish Vav in parentheses, wonders that how could this possibly be? If a Baal HaSoyta is a Vlad Mamzer, then certainly Shemeres Yavim Shazinza can't be worse than that. How could it be a Mamzer? And he brings from a Chochem Echod that perhaps since Tumak Sivaka Arayas, therefore when she becomes a Soyta, the mitzvah Yivim is Poka, and she's like an Eish HaSach Shalevim Mokam Mitzvah. And therefore she could already get Chorus, because it'd be an Erev of the Leitapsi for Kedushin because of her Eish HaSachness. So in other words, Eina Chanami is Soyta the Bas Tvizit Kedushin, but she could become an Eish HaSach Shalevim Mokam Mitzvah, and there there's no Tvizit Kedushin, and that's why it will be a Mamzer. And that could perhaps be the explanation of what we're saying as well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.